I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Former Vermont State Senator Edgar May believed every child should have access to fresh air and outdoor activities. Now his former home in Springfield is about to become Vermont's newest state park with a very special mission. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tissman explains.
Ethan Phelps remembers standing along a brook near Edgar May's home and talking about the future of the property. May was a former Vermont senator, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, and a champion of the disadvantaged. Phelps is a regional manager with the Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation, and he says May wanted his property to be accessible after he was gone.
He had a history of working in civil service and nonprofit agencies and was greatly concerned with getting especially impoverished children and kids at risk outside and providing opportunities for them to hopefully give them a better future. And he thought that the state park system might be a good way to do that.
Phelps first talked with May about having the state park system take over Muckross, his 200-acre property, in the summer of 2012. May died unexpectedly 6 months later, and now, after a few years of legal and administrative work, May's vision is about to be realized. May's estate is donating the property to the park system, as well as providing some seed money for programming and restoration. Phelps expects the deal to be finalized before the end of this year. The property is about 3 miles from the center of Springfield, and it includes May's former home, a pond, an 80-foot waterfall, and a small hydro dam with a powerhouse. In keeping with May's vision, Phelps says the state has established ties with the Springfield School District and the local rec center, and there are plans to run a summer camp at the new state park next summer.
I remember standing on the dam with him and him saying explicitly, I want kids to be able to come from downtown and come up here to a place where they can look out at the pond, they can see a beaver, they can interact with nature, they can, paddle a canoe on the pond and really get out. Because this isn't going to be a typical state park like what we have. This is going to be a pretty new model for us. It's going to be focused on the local community. It will be focused on really getting kids outside.
The town of Springfield has already approved the project, and the state will provide the town with a payment in lieu of taxes when the property is off the tax rolls. The park will be open to all Vermonters, and Phelps hopes to eventually establish walking and mountain bike trails, as well as opportunities for snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tissman in Springfield.